How did one of the world's most famous atheists become one of its most famous Christians? Find out in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, From Atheism to Christianity, The Story of C.S. Lewis. It's written by regular guest Dr. Joel Heck. From Atheism to Christianity is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. From Atheism to Christianity. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week and to the end of Friday's broadcast. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game that we play with our listeners. We have assembled four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. interviews. We go back and listen to them sometimes in real time as we're recording or as we're broadcasting them. It catches us, we make a note, and that's a soundbite. We bring these forward for you on Friday, we play them for you, and you get to pick which of them should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Only one of them is given away. And it's given away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote by giving us a call right now, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943, by sending us an email. We'll get it right here in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote by sending us a tweet at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. By the way, phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Stephen Parks. We've revived our series on responding to Roman Catholic proof texts. We were talking about an alleged proof text for the Immaculate Conception of Mary, that is, that Mary was somehow born without sin, taught by the Roman Catholic Church. Here's his Lutheran response to that teaching.
It's not as if we exult in trying to demonstrate that Mary was a sinner, or that we fixate or focus on those things, or even take away the other things that Scripture clearly teaches about her. The fact of the virginal conception, the fact that she is the Theotokos, the mother of God, and so forth. We rejoice in those things because they tell us something special, not about Mary, but instead they tell us something special about Jesus, about who he is, and it's he who comes into the world to win for us life and salvation and the forgiveness of sins. And it's for that reason, it's he who the New Testament focuses on, and therefore it's he who our devotion and our thoughts ought to be focused on as well.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Stephen Parks, a Lutheran response to the Immaculate Conception. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Mark Hemingway. Among the other things we discussed with him, we were talking about Trump impeachment rumors.
There are, you know, plenty of reasons to be worried about Trump's conduct and some of the things that he's done. You know, there's a lot of smoke here. We don't know if there's a big fire behind it. But, I mean, this has really gotten way out of control. Last Friday, I wandered into a 7-Eleven, and, you know, in the D.C. area is so insane that even the 7-Eleven has a giant television behind the register playing CNN. And they had this big CNN cry on that said something about impeachment, and they had six different talking heads on. It was like in different boxes on the television. It was like George Orwell reimagined the Brady Bunch. And they're just going at it full time about this impeachment stuff. And it's insane. I mean, I agree there's lots of troubling stuff here, but can anyone tell me what Trump has actually done? What we have are supposedly a grand conspiracy with Russia that hasn't been proven, and a bunch of alarming statements sans context that have been provided to us largely by anonymous leaks and that we don't know the full truth of. So we need to let a normal, orderly investigation into these matters proceed, and it needs not to be accompanied by hysteria. Otherwise, it's just completely poisoning the well. But, you know, it's also, I think, frustrating to a lot of voters who think that Trump should be at least allowed a chance to try and govern without having his entire presidency undermined from the get-go.
That's soundbite number two, Mark Hemingway, on Trump impeachment rumors. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or going to our Facebook fan page and voting for it there, facebook.com/issuesetc, or sending us a tweet, @issuesetc. When you vote for soundbite of the week, we need to know which one you're voting for, why, that's very important, where you are, and who you are. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. James Buscher. Here he is describing a Christian view of history.
If you take kind of the analogy of an architect, the architect doesn't just throw down bricks and see what he gets. He actually plans the end first, and that future, what he wants the outcome to be, then determines the way he starts, right, and the way he begins to plan out where he's going to put different things and build his house. God knows what the end is going to be. We even confess that in the Creed. It's one of the ways some of the ancients understood that all Christians are prophets, because we do know kind of the outcome. We know where things are going, and we should therefore live our life in light of that, right, that therefore we don't just idolize the present. But we live our present in view of what is to come, recognizing that our fulfillment of our life is not now, it's not here, it's not at this moment that I have to gain all my happiness and all my joy, and I have to get all the fun out of life I can at the present moment, because tomorrow I might die. No, the Christian understands that there's the resurrection. His true fulfillment comes in the end and in the kingdom of God, and therefore he can live in the present in a certain way. He can live in the present sacrificing his life, even giving himself up for his brother, loving his brother, and even sacrificing his own fulfillment for the sake of his family, for the sake of his church, for the sake of Christ. It does utterly alter the way you kind of think about your own life and its meaning and its fulfillment.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. James Buscher, A Christian View of History and of Life Within It as well. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter, @issuesetc, or via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote, because we're going to play soundbite number four. Then we'll take a break and start taking your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four this week comes from Terry Mattingly. Here he is describing how the media view Russia.
Backward, anti-modern, anti-individualism, anti-gay, anti-art, which is a wild thing to say about a nation that has produced so much great art. Anti-modern art. Okay, we'll do that. The religious right with nukes? Is that too blunt? I mean, everything that we think bad about religious traditionalists in our own land to some degree is now being projected on Russia, except it's corrupt, which, by the way, a lot of it is. It's dangerous, to which it especially is from America's perspective. And it's being run by a man that it's really comforting to think of him as some sort of madman who doesn't have any logic to what he's doing. And all of that's just the mystery of Russia. And it's a new kind of scary. The American left, like Russia, a whole lot more when it was Marxist and communist than the American left likes Russia now, that it thinks of itself as projecting, we're one of the last nations on earth that wants to stand up and defend old-fashioned values of nationalism, family, etc.
That's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, on how the media view Russia. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's time to vote. This break is a great time to vote for any of those four soundbites. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet with your vote, at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We'll take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
There's a dangerous movement in evangelicalism known as the New Apostolic Reformation, and they literally claim that in the past few decades, God has restored apostles and prophets to the church.
Chris Rosebro talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
In my presentation, I'll be making the case against modern-day apostles and prophets. As part of the presentation, we'll be talking about who's teaching this ecclesiology, the inherent dangers of it, but also what's at the root of it, and that is a false understanding of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
You can meet and hear Chris Rosebro making the case against modern-day prophets and apostles Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's Friday afternoon, May the 26th, and you're listening to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live, and we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a game we like to play with our listeners, where we play the soundbites, and then after you've listened, you vote, and now we've come to the voting part. We've played the four soundbites. Soundbite number one, Pastor Stephen Parks, a Lutheran response to the Immaculate Conception. Soundbite number two, Mark Hemingway on Trump impeachment rumors. Soundbite number three, Dr. James Buscher, a Christian view of history. Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, how the media view Russia. Now it's time for you to vote. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Let's go first to Minnesota, where Dave is waiting on the line. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I love all the quotes, Mark Hemingway gets my vote this week because anyone who could bring in Trump, 7-Eleven, George Orwell, and the Brady Bunch deserves a vote.
Thank you very much, Dave, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. Yeah, listening to that interview with Mark, it's kind of striking the genius at work in that simple soundbite there. Thank you very much, Dave, and thanks for listening and your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Matthew in Michigan says, I vote for Dr. James Buscher. That's soundbite number three. I majored in history and found the way he talked the narrow Lutheran middle between divorcing God from all human history and Calvinism's it happened and must have been God's will is very refreshing and a proper Christian approach to history. That line helps us avoid despair, self-righteousness, or apathy. Thanks. Also, his evaluation on our cultural elitism and temporal snobbery were spot on. Keep up the good work. Matthew in Michigan, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. He says, also a post facto vote for Soundbite on the biblical masculinity, Pastor Jeff Hammer, I believe, hoping that it makes Soundbite of the Year. Well, we will see. Thanks, Matthew. Kimberly listens in Gresham, Oregon. Kimberly says, I really appreciate Pastor Park's comment about the appreciation for Mary and what God had given her to do, but our focus should be on Christ and what he did for us. That's a vote for Soundbite number one. Pastor Stephen Park's a Lutheran response to the Immaculate Conception. Kimberly, thanks for listening in Oregon. Steve listens in Unionville, Michigan. He says, my vote is for Soundbite number three, Dr. James Buscher on the Christian view of history, because I think he's very correct about how subtly secular our view of history can be. We're far more sensitive to it in other areas, but it's an issue there too. Thank you for the insight. Thank you, Steve, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our soundbite candidates, soundbite number one, Pastor Stephen Parks, a Lutheran response to the Immaculate Conception. Soundbite number two, Mark Hemingway on Trump impeachment rumors. Soundbite number three, Dr. James Buscher and a Christian view of history. Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly on how the media view Russia. Here's some comments from the attendees of the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Here's the first one. Thank you so much, Issues Etc., Todd Wilkin, and everybody else behind the scenes, speakers, everyone who makes this possible. I brought my 14-year-old son, my oldest boy, to the conference this year, and we both loved it. Solid Lutheran teaching, and you also get a chance to meet and greet the speakers, and even met President Harrison at this wonderful conference. God bless you all. Thank you. Another attendee of the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference said, charge more, or let me run a merchandise table for you. I'll organize the whole thing, and I'll still pay to come to the conference. That's what the attendees to past conferences are saying. This summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference is coming up very soon, June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois, just 15 miles east of St. Louis. You can find out more, and you can register this weekend at issuesetc.org. It's the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois, the premier conference for the Lutheran laity. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by your votes is soundbite number three, Dr. James Buscher, with a Christian view of history.
If you take kind of the analogy of an architect, the architect doesn't just throw down bricks and see what he gets. He actually plans the end first, and that future, what he wants the outcome to be, then determines the way he starts, right, and the way he begins to plan out where he's going to put different things and build his house. God knows what the end is going to be. We even confess that in the Creed. It's one of the ways some of the ancients understood that all Christians are prophets, because we do know kind of the outcome. We know where things are going, and we should therefore live our life in light of that, right? That therefore we don't just idolize the present, but we live our present in view of what is to come, recognizing that our fulfillment of our life is not now, it's not here, it's not at this moment, that I have to gain all my happiness and all my joy, and I have to get all the fun out of life I can at the present moment, because tomorrow I might die. No, the Christian understands that there's the resurrection. His true fulfillment comes in the end and in the kingdom of God, and therefore he can live in the present in a certain way. He can live in the present sacrificing his life, even giving himself up for his brother, loving his brother, and even sacrificing his own fulfillment for the sake of his family, for the sake of his church, for the sake of Christ. It does utterly alter the way you kind of think about your own life and its meaning and its fulfillment.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number three, Dr. James Buscher, a Christian view of history. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Dave in Minnesota, you get the LPR bundle package. Just send us your mailing address and your shirt size talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll send the LPR bundle package out to you. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is From Atheism to Christianity, The Story of C.S. Lewis. This is a deeply researched and chronicled account of Lewis's move over about a decade from atheism to Christianity. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll hear presentations from the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armed forces.